This is Brady.
Hi, Brady. It's Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Nadine. How are you doing? I'm all right.
I'm good. I'm good. Just been, I don't know if it's allergies. I hope I'm not getting sick, but just pumping in the vitamin C, you know?
Yeah.
So I looks like you spoke with one of the technicians, right, over in customer care, customer service. And she wanted me to talk to you about the Google verified Google leads.
Mm-hmm.
However, they don't have it set up for epoxy flooring. That's the only thing. You've heard of Google verified, right? It used to be called Google guaranteed.
No, not really.
Okay. So basically what it is Google's pay per lead program where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call and you just don't share it with anyone. So they're leads that are considered qualified and unqualified. Like if someone called you outside of the service that you offer, it's an unqualified lead. Google has to credit it back. They just haven't opened it up for epoxy flooring yet. We have many businesses that have been wanting to get on the Google verified that do epoxy flooring in several different states, but Google has not opened up that category. So I know she wanted me to talk to you about that.
Or we wouldn't be able to do it in the flooring just because epoxy is such a niche.
Well, talk to me. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you what the flooring category looks like, the subcategories that are under it, okay? And then you can decide, yeah, I'm interested in that, okay? Let me pull it up here because they don't have, like, if someone was looking for epoxy flooring, Google verified's not going to come up because they don't have it for that specific industry, right? They have one for flooring. Let me tell you what's under that. And then I'm going to explain to you how it works. So this way you have like a better concept of it. Okay.
Right.
So for the floor, they call it the flooring pro, the category. That would consider anyone that's looking for flooring baseboards, carpet, hardwood, installing floors, marble, floor polishing, floor refinishing, floor repair and maintenance, wood floor sanding, and then you have tile. That's what falls under that, okay? I'm going to do just a quick search, and I'm going to put in epoxy flooring. And I'm sorry if I sound like stuffed up. Really try to like, oh my gosh. I'm like, man, I just like, I'm clearing my throat every 5 minutes. I'm like, this is not the business here.
Allergies.
Oh my gosh. I just like having sneezing spells and I'm like, what is going on here? Like, this is not cool.
Yeah, that happened to me yesterday. I like,
really?
I mean, I'm usually like a two, three sneezes, but like, it was like seven in a row. I was like, holy cow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So yeah, I type in epoxy flooring. There is no Google verified for that at all. It only pulls up what would be, of course, I mean, right away, I see you on the first page. I see your website. I see the Google local map. And then you see the further directories of Yelp, MapQuest, what's this one? Angie's List.
Did you say you see me on the first page?
Yeah. You're on the first page. I'll tell you what number you are. So let me see. 1, 2.
Because, yeah, I just talked to her this morning. She said I was still on the second page.
You're number 9.
That's good. And it's only been like, what, 40 days? 45 days?
That's pretty good, considering.
I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot of work, and I do really good floors. I'm just trying to get more reviews.
That exposure. Yeah, good. Yes.
I feel like I'm getting more reviews. I feel like I'm getting more reviews from Angie's List than I feel like I'm getting more jobs from Angie's List than I am from Local Splash. So I was trying to
try to
verify.
See, like,
not verify. Yeah, just trying to see like what I can do different or if there's something. Obviously, I don't really want to pay anymore. I mean, obviously, I will if I have to. But like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, from what I'm paying Angie's List, I'm making a pretty decent amount from it.
That's good. That's good. But yeah. You're only listed for the epoxy flooring, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Epoxy flooring, metallic, sealed concrete, all that type
of
stuff.
Yeah. See, and I feel, in my personal opinion, I don't feel Google Verify is going to be the best option for you because, I mean, you heard me say the subcategories that are under there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that that would be the best option for you. If they had it available for the epoxy flooring, I would say absolutely 100%. Hands down, that's going to be one of the better products for you. How do you feel about Yelp?
I'm not really on Yelp. Somebody was just on. I did get a lead or something from Yelp. Somebody asked me if I could refinish their hardwood floor.
Okay.
I was like,
let me tell you a little bit about Yelp, okay, and how it works. So Yelp is a directory, right? Obviously, people go to Yelp because they don't know a company for a service that they need done. So they go to Yelp because they're looking up a company that provides that service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we recently partnered up with Yelp. So the difference between you going through Yelp directly and or going through us is because we'll manage it for you all under one umbrella, right? Yelp, however, if you do it on your own, you're doing your own enhancements. You're managing your whole profile, and you can end up, again, like more stuff on your plate, right?
Right.
So basically with Yelp, you don't have to go through a verification process. Okay, to get those ads up and running. They're actually, those ads would be visible within 3 to 5 days. Okay. Those Yelp ads, you can target specific areas. We do what we call keywords and negative keywords, which are services that we don't want you to be found for, right?
Right.
Typically, when someone clicks on your Yelp ad, it's either going to, majority of the time, I'm going to tell you, majority of the time, they're going to be sending you a message, that potential prospect, because they're going to make that purchase within the day or two, okay? So you might get some calls from it, but majority, it's going to be messaging. How well are you with messaging?
Pretty good, but the app, like the Local Splash app is not really that good at messaging, like at all. It's pretty shitty, honestly, if we're being honest. Like, the app
okay.
is not really that great.
No, and I appreciate your feedback. Hold on one second.
There's, like, latency issues with the app. Like, I can't.
Say, uh-huh. Go ahead.
It takes forever for, like, pictures don't go through if you're sending pictures. Sometimes the messages don't always get notified to my actual, like, they don't send me notifications. So a message might be sitting there for 3 or 4 hours before I respond to it.
Okay, message is not notified. I'm writing this all down.
Yeah.
Notified.
The app is just kind of, you can tell it's new, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it is. I'm not going to say that it's not, but these are things that I need to know, so this way the team is aware, because we don't want something sitting there for 4 hours and you haven't been notified of it, right? Because
exactly,
that's a potential
yeah.
prospect. So not notified right away on a message that was sent.
Is there any way to block somebody from reaching out to me either? Because I have this guy who's like trying to scam me basically. So he sent me a check. He sent me a check, right, in the mail.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I was reading it and I'm like, that's a scam. Hold on, let me see if I can block it.
Yeah, it's like I don't understand. He keeps saying, like, oh, it should be in there. But my bank specifically told me, they're like, we're going to put a 7-day hold on this, but we're almost 100% positive that it's fraudulent.
Yeah. Hold on.
Like, who asks you to deposit money into your account and then take money out for somebody else?
That's a that right there is 100% red flag. Red flag.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me go to your client dashboard.
It's
Let
like
me
the 629 number.
Yeah, I think I know exactly which one you're talking about. This one said, all right, no problem. The funds should be available in your account by tomorrow morning. Get out of here. That is total scam.
Yeah, it's total. Yeah, they're not going to be available by tomorrow.
You're like, they're not going to be available tomorrow or whenever. Like, you're a scam.
At all.
Let me see if there's a way that I can block it. If I can't block it, I'm going to ask the team to block it.
Yeah, because I don't like, but I was trying to handle it in the best way I can because I don't want him to, you know, say that he sent me a check and then I just, you know what I mean, blocked him.
Oh, he's not. So with someone like that, stop engaging. Stop engaging because they'll keep going and going, and I'll tell you why. Because my cousin, a long time ago, was talking to this guy. I know this is going to be kind of off subject, but was talking to someone, and this guy literally was talking to other girls or whatever. Make a long story short, she started getting scammed. Someone did, like, I don't know, some weird thing, and the guy was, like, threatening her that he was going to post this stuff all over to our family and everything. I told her,
that's
a scam. Stop engaging with the guy. Stop engaging. And she stopped engaging, and he went away. It was just crazy. Man, this has been a lot of messages back and forth, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, ever since I got the check, he keeps telling me that it should, but there's no problem, that his side is good. But it's, like, have you seen the picture of the check? Like, you could see the picture of the check in the thing, and it's, like, it looks fake. It looks fake.
Yeah, let me go here. Block. I'm going to put spam. I just marked it. You know when you're in your client dashboard?
Uh-huh.
You can go to that number, right? Let me see if I can block it now. I just blocked it. Lead has been updated successfully, so it should be blocked. We're going to put... Okay, good. So I put it as spam and blocked. So you know when you're looking at the message, right? You know how you mark it where it says select and you've marked follow up, like it'll say follow up needed or it'll say scheduled or whatever, right? You can mark that. There's these three little dots right on the right side of the phone number. Okay? Those three little dots, when you click on it, it gives you the option to spam it, mark it as spam, block it, or request review. So what I did is I put spam and I blocked it. So this way, that should stop. That should stop it. So you have that option on any of those to do that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That works out well.
Yeah. And then I'm going to still let the team know anyways that this 629 number, bogus.
Yeah,
I was able to redo this. Okay, did you see
good
this
thing
one?
I didn't do any work for them.
Yeah, for sure. This one that says, kindly check your mailbox or spam. I have sent you full details description.
I think that's the guy from Yelp.
Okay,
That's the guy who wants me to do, click on that message for me, read the thread and see if
it says
something about hardwood floors.
It says existing flooring is vinyl, which would be replaced with hardwood. Also, I wanted the baseboards to be removed and reinstalled and is glued down. Please kindly send your email for more details information. So it was SMS. What type of flooring are you interested in? It looks like there was a call from him. His name's Dean?
Yes.
Yelp referred you as a flooring installer. Okay, perfect. So that means, well, at least you're getting something off the Yelp page we created, right?
Right, yeah. So what were you saying to me about Yelp?
Yelp
have
ads.
A page created.
We have a page. Yes, so Yelp ads is different. Basically, like if you look at your Yelp page right now, okay, your Yelp page is going to show like business information of yours, right? It's going to show actually your company name, pictures of some of your work, right? Beautiful work. Oh my gosh, such pretty pictures. It's going to show like services that you offer, right?
Right.
So, and it'll show like the link to your website. Okay. So what happens is you'll also see right above, it says you might also consider. And it says sponsored, and it has like LDH Flooring, Spartan Ramjack, okay, these other companies. What happens is when you're doing Yelp ads, your competitors will not be showing on your profile because these are your competitors, right? that are being recommended to someone who's looking at your profile. So you have this form that says request a quote. So they click on that, put in what their request is. If they click, there's a thing that's called cost per click, cost per lead. If they click on your profile and they're looking through it, that's a cost per click. Okay. If they actually click to request a quote, we can customize the questions that you want them to answer. For example,
right.
What city are you in? What's the square footage, or whatever questions you need them to answer, to see what your availability is, to get to them, to respond. You have to respond in a timely manner, and I'm going to say this, at least within 10 to 15 minutes, because it'll hurt your ranking if it takes you too long to respond. Like one guy told me, I don't respond to nobody until the end of the day. When I'm sitting at home and I crack open a beer, and I'm like, okay, well then Yelp is not going to be the best option for you, because you've got to respond, and because it'll hurt your ranking. Because remember.
No, I do. So I'm on Angie's List is the same way.
Good.
And I call them all within 15 minutes.
Good. Because this is what happens. Not only are they messaging you, but they're also messaging like, two or three other companies, because they're trying to get somebody to give them a quote to make that selection of who they're going to choose, right? So we don't want you to miss opportunities. Bottom line. Okay. The program that we have, because you qualify for it, if you went through us to run the Yelp ads, okay, it's $499 a month. The first 6 months that you run those Yelp ads, you get an additional $100 that we're going to add to the Yelp ads, okay? So basically, it's like $599 you're getting, okay? The first 6 months.
So that'd be like close to $1,000 a month than I'm paying you guys.
Well, if you're looking at what you're paying with us is $399, right? And then you're looking at what, $499 in Yelp? And again, it's an option for you, right? But basically, that Yelp ad, the cost per click, and I'll tell you what that is just so you have an idea, okay, of what the cost per click is and then what the cost per lead is. Let me see here, because I just had it pulled up. Where did my note go? Okay. Let me see. I just had the darn thing up. Lord Jesus. Yeah, because I think the cost per click ranges between $14 to $16. Let me go back here. I'll probably show it on this one better. Let me just download it here. So remember, the $499, it's not going to exceed that, because that's what we consider a budget, right? That you have sitting there. Let's go here. Okay, here we go. Let me pull it up. Come on. All right, there we go. Honey Badger. Okay, so.
Can you, Nadine, I'm sorry. Can you tell me what... What card you have on file to charge me?
Yes. Give me one. Let me go to that one real quick.
Because I think I need to change it. I'm pretty sure I have
it. It's a Visa. It's a Visa, and it ends with 6257. Expires May of 29, and it's one that has your name on it. If it had the business name on it too, I would have written that down. This one
That's a personal one.
Do you want me to change it? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's switch it right now. What's the name on this card?
When's the next time it comes out?
That's going to be November 3rd.
So, yeah, coming up pretty soon,
Because
I just paid off all my credit cards, my personal credit cards.
I've been trying to
do that. And I don't want to just look back and see... I forgot to change Angie's List over, so they charged me again on my credit card.
Oh, no.
So it's
let's change it right now, Brady, just because this way it's already taken care of. What's the name on this card that we're changing it to?
I think on the card it only says Honey Badger Concrete, because coatings wouldn't fit.
Okay, Honey Badger. Is your name on it too?
I don't believe so.
You have the card on you?
Let me.
Okay. Because if you have the card on you, I'd rather switch it out right now.
I do have it on me, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Because this way it's already taken care of. Is this still going to be the 729 Howard Drive billing address?
No, the billing address is going to be P.O. Box 3564, Camdenton, Missouri, 65020.
Okay.
My name is on the card also, Nadine. Brady Lane Hicks.
Lane or just the L?
Lane, the whole thing, L-A-N-E.
Okay, Hicks. And then Honey Badger Concrete is only on there, right?
Yes, it does not say coatings.
Not coatings. Okay, perfect. C-A-M Denton. That's how I got it. That's how I got to remember how to spell the city name. I got to say C-A-M Denton. Okay.
Yep, C-A-M-D-E-N-D-O-N.
Got it. 65020, right?
That is correct.
Is this Visa, MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
What's the card number when you're ready?
5293-7304-0021-3192.
Expiration month and year?
10/26.
And what's the CVV code on the back?
378.
Okay. So I'm just updating it, so this way now, this will be the card that will be charged on the 3rd of November, okay?
Yes.
I'm glad that you told me that. Good for you that you paid off your personal cards. I'm still working on that. I'm trying to do the snowball.
So, I mean, honestly, I probably did. I got a loan to pay them off. I'm not gonna lie to you. I had to get a loan to pay them off because I looked at my statement, and it told me that if I kept paying the payments that I was paying, that I would never pay my card off because the interest was so high.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. So I got a loan from my bank, which I only pay, I think it's like 7% on it. But they only gave me so much. So what I did is I took the cards that had the higher balance.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at those, and then I looked at the ones that, okay, ideally, with this amount that the bank gave me, I could pay off like 4 cards. Or do I pay off the 1 card and then work on the rest of them?
Right.
So I prayed on it and I said, you know what? I think I need to pay off the 4 cards. I told my husband, give me those cards. They're going put away.
Yep, put them away. That's what
yeah.
you got to do.
And
I swear, even the guy on that gave me the loan, he told me, he's like, I feel like credit cards are just a trap. And
oh, they are.
They
are. Do you know that the guy at the bank told me, and he even suggested Nadine pay 4 cards off. At least those.
And then don't use them.
Their little balances and don't use them. And then whatever you would have made those monthly payments on those, allocate it to the card that has the bigger balance. You know what I found? I almost hurt my husband for this, and I know it's off subject, but I told him, Anthony, you have been using, instead of our bank card, you attached your credit card for DoorDash. that $15 meal just cost me $45. Because with the interest and making the minimal payments, he's like, oh my God, I thought I had the bank card attached. I said, no. He's like, you know what? Just erase the apps from my phone. I don't want to get in trouble. But that's how I had
so,
it.
I mean,
that's how I had to present
so
it. That's how I had to present it. That $15 meal just now cost us $45. Because that's how you got to look at it. With the interest rate and
yeah,
everything on it, crazy.
It is with the interest rate.
And it
yeah,
just keeps going on and on and on.
Because most people don't use credit cards the way that they're actually supposed to be used. You're supposed to
they
use
don't.
Them whatever for the month and then pay off the statement balance. Most people
right.
do not do that. They pay the minimum payment. And if they have a little bit extra or whatever, then they'll pay a little more on it. But
right.
and then it just keeps getting ate up by interest because if you don't pay off the statement balance, the interest just compounds. So everything that you buy or swipe the interest on it just keeps compounding until you pay off that statement balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is insane. And that's where people start getting buried at, is on the interest rates. Because credit cards, most of them, I mean, unless you have an 800 plus credit score, your interest rate on your credit card is probably like
29.99. Oh, wow.
I mean, on mine it is, at least. And my credit score is, you know, 7 plus.
Wow.
And the interest rates on my credit card are 29.99, which is like the most they can do.
Yeah, that's
it's
like
ridiculous.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, I tried the consolidating. I did that years ago, and you know what? I was like, oh my God, the loan that this consolidation gave me, I will be paying it for the rest of my life.
See, that's how I did it, but that's exactly what I did. I got I did the consolidation loan, and then the way I made it work is because it's around the same price as what I was paying for all my credit card payments together.
Mm-hmm.
So it just works out. And I own my own business. So, you know, if I have a, you know, I have a bunch of profit that I don't need, I can just, you know, there's $2,000 on a credit card. There's $2,000 on a credit card. Or not a credit card, on the loan.
Well, good for you. That's very good. You know what? And don't use them. Unless if you're going to use it, you turn around, you pay it right off before that bill hits. So you don't get no interest.
That's right. Which I have to do now because I just paid off my biggest one, and then Angie's List hit.
You're like, oh my God.
Like,
well, I'm glad we changed it. So you're good.
Yeah, so
now
I'm
on
good,
the third
so
is going to charge that one. So you're perfect. So if for Yelp, right, the cost per click, it's going to range between $15 to $17 per click. Okay, for Yelp. If you're looking at leads, okay.
Do you guys do Instagram ads or no?
No, but you have your Instagram connected to your Facebook, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it doesn't do this. It doesn't work. It doesn't do the same.
It doesn't.
And like, do you guys offer any like social media actual like management or no?
I mean, they can post every now and then if we request, if they can do a post for you.
No.
I would encourage you to still post. Okay, good. So you already have that set up.
But I'm just kind of looking on like, for like kind of along the lines of like a social media manager where like I can send them a picture of the job that I did and they create like a post with a moat. Like they do a good job.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They do. But you know what I mean, right? Like somebody that actually went to school for social media management, they know how to like create posts and they do it like once a day, not like once a week.
Yeah, I know that they don't have it set up like that. Unfortunately.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I have a friend who does that. She like goes
I just didn't know if you guys actually offered that also, you know.
Yeah. So aside from Yelp, I mean, that's what you would be looking at, right? Cost per click.
Okay.
When it's a cost per lead, you're looking anywhere between $45 on a cost per lead to, and this is just like a range, right?
Yeah.
$45 to $51 on a cost per lead. So that would be, think about, you got $4.99 and then the additional $100. So that's what the budget would be, right? And that's for the first 6 months. It's a monthly program. We do encourage you to stick it out at least 2 to 3 months in order for you to compare, you know, 1 month to the other, right? The other option would be, if not Yelp, then you could either allocate more to your Facebook ads or Google ads. Google ads, you're looking at least $300 additional a month. That's the minimum for Google ads.
But
that's going to be,
that's
I'm not going to say,
I'm making good money. I mean, I've made 30.
I feel if you're going to allocate anything, it's either going to be more to your Facebook or maybe even doing Yelp. Google Ads.
What's today's day?
Today is the 21st.
So far this month, I've closed $33,000 worth of jobs.
Good for you. Wow.
So, I'm not really worried about I want the lead coming in, no matter.
You want the conversion. With Google, it's going to be, you know, click to call or click straight to your website is what's going to happen with the Google ads.
Fine.
The Google ads will allow you to target specific areas. It allows you to kind of get more exposure. So, like, when I say exposure, you could say, I want these specific zip codes. I want to target these counties. So you can reach up to, I would say, about 75 miles with the Google ads.
Ooh, that's pretty far. I think I'm only doing, like, 50 now.
75
miles is far.
Yeah. And you could, but I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying you could go a little bit further with the Google ads. We would create the ad campaigns, but it's literally going to be a click to call or click straight to your website. When they click on that website, it's typically whatever page that they're going to land on. Usually it's going to be the page that will take them to the contact form, because as you know, a lot of times when people are doing a click to a website, it's typically because there's that form that they want to fill out to send that, to get more information from you, right? We call
it
a hot lead.
Yep.
So we don't want them to miss anything, okay? I know the first month that you do Google ads, we do allocate an additional $130 to that first month to kind of, you know, give you like a little type of a bonus towards it to kind of beef it up. But, yeah, you're looking at a minimum would be $300 for the Google ads.
So my total per month would be like $8?
It'd be $7.99. If you kept it at the $3.99 that you have now, and then you add the $300 in Google ads, then you're looking at $6.99.
Okay.
That's adding the $3.99 with $300 in the Google ads would be $6.99 a month.
And can you talk to me a little bit more about the Google, like what all you guys implement when you do the Google ads, and like how the conversion rate and stuff works like that?
So Google ads.
Well, you said it's click to website, click to call, basically.
Yeah. So what you basically have is a $300 budget that's sitting in your Google ads, right? And what they do is they allocate so much a day, so that way those ads are running throughout the month. Okay. Google ads can range anywhere between $5, $2 a click. They can range up to $10 a click. Okay. It really depends like on the time of the day, right? Average cost per click across all industries is about $10. Okay. Conversion, you're looking at 4% conversion rate. When you look at Facebook, Facebook is 9% conversion rate, okay, across all industries. That's how the numbers look.
So how what do you think would be smarter, Nadine? Do you think it would be smarter for me to allocate more money to Google ads or to Facebook?
You know what? Let me do this. I'm going to ask.
Because I really don't know. I mean, I'm trying to see what's
going to generate more for you.
Yeah.
Have you scheduled anything off the Facebook ads on any leads that have come through that?
I think Jim was off my Facebook. I just sold a toy barn in my local town, actually. No traveling needed.
No way.
And I gave him a killer, killer, killer deal.
Did you?
Like, I mean, insane deal. So the lowest... My normal square foot price is $6 a square foot. The lowest that I'll normally go is $5 a square foot.
Okay.
I'm doing his garage for $4.50 a square foot minus $400.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still making $9,000 on the job.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, it's still a $9,000 job, probably about $4,000 profit maybe. It's quite a bit of material, but... I mean, and then I pay my guy that helps me $35 an hour. So, I mean.
Wow. That's good, though. That's really good.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, epoxy flooring is the new thing now with everybody.
No, it really is.
It really is.
You just have to know how, I mean, you just have to market it. It's just,
yeah,
that's just all it is. You have to be good at marketing. You have to market it the right way.
Okay, I'm asking her, how much do you recommend for a current client who is doing epoxy flooring in Camden? And I'm going to say for Google Ads, because I'm asking our gal, who's like the one who's a real expert in that, because she'll tell me, you know, on an average, this is what it's kind of looking like, cost per click. And then you have the fill form on yours, right, with the Facebook ads?
I believe so, yes, because
yeah,
someone filled out one, but it doesn't do their names, which is,
it sucks, because then I go to call
yeah,
them.
Because then you're
and
like,
I'm
hi, so-and-so.
Yeah,
hi, sir.
I'm like, hi. What's your name? You know what I mean?
You
and
know
so
what?
It's just kind of like an interrupter.
You know how I know what you're saying, right? Because sometimes, like, when someone transfers a call to me, but they didn't give me the name, I'm like, hi, so you know what I typically do to kind of break the ice a little bit? Because it feels awkward, right?
Yes.
I would say, hi, I'm so sorry, but your name didn't come through on the form that was filled out. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? You know what I mean? Because it's like letting them know, like, the name wasn't in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Or else I'd be
like,
addressing you by
name.
Your name. Because when you address someone by their name, it's just more,
yep,
I want to say personable. Right?
Yep.
When you address mm-hmm. them by their name.
You don't call them sir, ma'am. Like, there's times when that's appropriate, but just most of the time, yeah, people like being called by their names because it makes you feel,
like
what's
more,
the word I'm looking for? There's a word, it's not psychiatry, but it's like, brain physics or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it just makes them feel more comfortable with.
Yes.
The fact that you're not just like, you're addressing me correctly, right?
Exactly, yes.
A lot of times too, like when someone's come on the phone to me and they are like, I don't even have a name. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Could you please tell me what your name is? I would love to address you correctly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But majority of the time, like if that's ever, when that does happen, I would say, I'm so sorry. I wasn't given your first name. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with? So that I can address you correctly, you know, just because like, it's different. Like when someone says, oh, hi Nadine, you know, it's so nice to talk to you, blah, 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 you know, as opposed to hi. Like,
miss.
It's like, I'm coming over to you, but you like have no clue what my name is, but you
exactly.
want to talk to
yep.
me, you know? So I get it. I'm going to also notate that too, that just to make sure it's not something on our end when that fill form is coming through that there's no name on it. And you know, sometimes some people, I have found this where someone's like, Nadine, can you talk to this person? Cause I think they're a good candidate for the position we're trying to fill. And they like literally are like, but they refuse to give their name. Like they're just
really?
Weird about it. Yes. I'm not joking. Like I literally saw a girl send a message saying, listen, I have someone that wants to talk, but they refuse to give their name. So it's like, you got to address them as sir or ma'am, which to me is just like, okay, so there's a trust issue there. Like there's skeptic,
yep.
you know, someone's skeptical, you know, Kelly must be in the meeting because she hasn't responded yet. Hopefully. Oh, wait a minute. She's probably checking now because she just read it. You know, you could tell when someone reads something.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her like to let me know because she'll tell me like, listen, this would be a good recommendation for him to get a good conversion because she can see like what the conversion rates are more as far as like the cost per clicks, in a specific area. Right. So I gave her like what your home base is and I'm just going to put that you target within 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we don't want it to go out too far. Right. So this way she kind of has a general idea like, okay, well, you know what? It would be good if he allocated this amount, and then this way we're allocating daily X amount.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she's, I saw her typing, but then when she saw me put in the targets within 50 miles, she's probably like, oh, hold on, let me adjust that. So she'll kind of give at least a roundabout, you know, to kind of have an idea. Because I know, like, our minimum's always got to be the 300, But I know in some areas, like someone, there was, and this was in New York because they're really like populated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for someone in New York that wants to target even within 20 miles, it's recommended that they start with at least $500 to $600 allocated, only because it's so heavily saturated.
Populated. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
But when you're talking to someone who's in Louisiana, like in the sticks, you know what I mean? And there's like only like a very small population. I mean, they can run a minimal, you know, and
exactly.
get good traction because the population's so low. But yeah, she's typing to get an idea. I'm like, she's amazing. She's, and we would do the ad creation again, you know, of course, based off of, you know, I would specifically say, listen, he wants to target these 50 miles. You could choose zip codes. You could choose county. You could choose mile radius or city, especially like in certain industries. There are some that prefer to, like, for example, they'll say, hey, these areas are higher end income and that's where I want to be in. Because remember that the local listing is going to put you within the local listed area considered by Google, your local area. So when you they see you in the Google ads and then they see you in the local map, it's just that constant branding and like, wow, he's everywhere. You know?
Right.
I love the fact that I see your okay. It's always a general calculation depending on your competition in the area. The cost per click, she said, could be anywhere between $5 to $12. Okay. That's an estimated cost, which is still kind of low considering other ones that, I mean, I've seen some, heard of some that have been like $20. But again,
right.
those are areas that are pretty populated. So. I'm waiting to see what her recommendation is just because that's her like area of expertise. But again, she says it's an estimated cost. Let me see. So yeah, looking at options, I mean, aside from your options would be either increase what we're allocating. She said 300 is good, but if the more you allocate, and it's with anything, the more you allocate, the more the impressions, the more the higher conversion, right? Because they're budgets. But yeah, she said 300. Is minimal. If you could afford to allocate more than that, then of course, but I mean, we don't want to put you in a position where I can't afford more than 300. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have the option of the $499 with the Yelp ads. Okay. There's always where you could allocate more to your Facebook ads. And then you have the option to also upgrade to Google ads as well.
Okay.
So it's like she says, if you look at it like this, right? If we're looking at it at like $5 to $12 per click, okay, 300 is being allocated and we try to run that daily. So split it by 30 days. Basically, we're allocating $10 a day to those Google ads. So if a click is like $5, that's 2 clicks and it's done. And then it doesn't run until the following day. Does that make sense? Because when
yes.
that daily budget meets, it stops it. And then it goes on until it won't go back up until the next day. So that way you have a better idea of how that Google ad works. So we're allocating $10 a day. You got 2 clicks and let's say both clicks were $5, right? Well, then your ad is done until the next day when the budget's back up again for the $10. Because they take that 300 and they allocate it within the days. So this way that ad is running. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
On Facebook, they do it that way. So that way they're running the whole time.
Yes. because they don't, if we didn't do it like that and we just said, okay, 300, there you go, it could get eaten up in 1 or 2 days and then you're done, or in a week, and then you got no Google ads running for the rest of the month. You know what I mean? And then you're like, okay, well, now I got to wait until next month when I allocate my budget again, you know? So 300 is minimal, but if you can allocate more, they do suggest that you put more towards it. If you were to do the Google ads.
Maybe we'll try to do just 300 more towards the Facebook ads.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. So do you want that to be scheduled for next month? Or do you want us to add 300 now for the remaining, and then it bills then at $699 next month? What do you want to do?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I'm going to wait until I get this last job finished, and I have a little bit more in my account to play with.
Okay.
And then can I call you back? Like, because I have your number.
Yeah.
Can I
call
you back for, like, if I need to, like, add any services or anything like that? Or, you know,
absolutely.
Stuff like, is that all
yes,
your department?
Please. Yeah. How I can assist you with all of that. So if you, whether you want to do the Yelp or you want to allocate Google ads or you want to allocate more to Facebook ads, call me directly. And I can handle
and
that.
And then customer service is more like if I want a change in, like, my Facebook ad
yes,
or.
Correct. Because they're still going
to
refer you to me to do those upgrades, right? So this way I can implement a credit or try to get you a more discounted rate or what have you. So
mm-hmm.
that's like where I come in. When there's changes or you need like, hey, I need this fixed or I want to change that ad, then customer service steps in for that because they're managing
okay.
it. Okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. So then I'll put it in the notes what we talked about and then reach out to me. You mm-hmm. still have my number, right?
Yep, I do.
Okay. Yeah. And then call me once you're ready, okay?
Okay. That sounds good, Nadine. Thank you
awesome.
So much. You have a wonderful day.
You are
day.
So welcome. You too. Have a blessed one. All right.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.